Joining us now to talk about the campaign in its closing moments and to look ahead to Election Day tomorrow is our political team, Republican analyst Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning.
And Democratic analyst Dan Payne. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning, Bob.
All right, let's start with the latest news. As we heard in the Anthony Brooks story, Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire yesterday devoting no time to the FBI decision that there's no evidence there related to emails to prosecutor, but it did open the door for Donald Trump to again rail against the rigged political system. At this late moment, could yet another letter from FBI Director Comey make any difference, Dan Payne?
Well, Comey has completely shot his credibility. In effect, he said that the so-called new Hillary emails that he was talking about last week, he said, oh, never mind. So he managed in the space of just 10 days to disgrace the FBI and cast a shadow on Clinton's integrity and give Donald Trump a giant excuse to rant about her integrity.
Well, now that Hillary Clinton is in the clear, it helps switch the focus back to the negatives on Trump. According to polls, most voters don't trust his temperament or judgment. And he's reinforced that by continuing to call Clinton a criminal despite the FBI's vindication. Clearly, Trump does not believe in due process, just as when he threatened to jail his opponent. You know, that's un-American.
All right, let's talk about New Hampshire specifically. Your gut feeling today about whether tomorrow it's Trump or Clinton who comes out on top in New Hampshire and takes its four electoral college votes. Dan, you first.
I think New Hampshire is just ornery enough to stand alone among New England states and support Donald Trump. That's my guess. And while polls say otherwise, I'm basing my opinion on years of watching New Hampshire people who are virulently anti-tax and anti-government. Democrats have won New Hampshire in recent races, but Hillary Clinton, we should recall, got slaughtered by Bernie Sanders in the primary there. He beat her by 22 points. So that's why I give it to Trump.
I would give it to Clinton because I think, given that it's a toss-up now, Clinton's get-out-the-vote field operation can make the difference. And there are many independents in New Hampshire who are libertarian, and some of them, I think, will come to the same conclusion Bill Weld came to, despite his being the libertarian candidate for vice president. Weld said Trump doesn't have the temperament, stability, or knowledge to be commander-in-chief. So I think Clinton will win New Hampshire.
Many people believe, as goes the presidential contest, so goes the New Hampshire U.S. Senate race between the Democrat, Governor Maggie Hassan, and the incumbent Republican Senator Kelly Ayotte. Do you see it that way, Todd? If Trump wins, so does Ayotte. If Clinton wins, it's Hassan's Senate seat?
No, I don't think it's automatic. There are X factors that could make the difference. Yes, the Senate candidates are just as close in the polls as the presidential candidates, but the Republican incumbent, Kelly Ayotte, renounced Donald Trump, and I think that show of independence could help her win over some anti-Trump voters, but it could also lose her some pro-Trump voters who think she's disloyal. But I think Ayotte can pull it out with her argument that she'll be an independent voice for New Hampshire, but it will be close.
Well, Ayotte hurt herself after the Access Hollywood video surfaced. When Ayotte was asked after that if Donald Trump was a role model, incredibly, she said yes. In a matter of hours, she quickly said, oh, never mind. And she's been running away from Trump ever since. One study showed that New Hampshire voters split their vote for president and Senate just under half the time. So history tells us that a Trump win is good for Hassan and a Clinton win helps Ayotte. Is that confusing enough for you?
Back to the big picture in the presidential race. Tell us what you're hearing in terms of the closing message. Who's delivering the more effective closing argument, Clinton or Trump, Todd Domke?
Well, Trump's closing argument is the same as what he's been saying for months, that his opponent is crooked. Now, of course, he has this new message that the election is rigged. But with the FBI now saying they found nothing new in this last batch of emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop, Trump's closing argument is not as persuasive. By contrast, Clinton is appealing to undecideds with the help of Beyonce, Jay-Z, LeBron James, Katy Perry, Bon Jovi, Bruce Springsteen. So her closing argument is that she would be inclusive, not divisive and appealing to hate and fear. And I think many undecided voters want to hear something hopeful like that after this depressing race.
Well, in this election, demography is destiny. If you're a white male without college education, you are significantly more likely to be for Trump. The ratio is like 4.5 to 1. But by the same token, he's losing college-educated white women by 27 points. So Clinton's emphasizing Trump's lack of fitness to be commander-in-chief, that he can't be trusted in a dangerous world. Trump is promising change, arguing that Clinton is corrupt and saying the election is rigged. Hillary is preparing to win. Trump sounds like a man about to lose.
What's Hillary Clinton missing in her closing that she should have been talking about? Quickly on this.
What she's really missing is a Hispanic vice president. She's counting on Latino voters to provide the winning margin in Florida, Colorado, Arizona. In New Mexico, Hispanics make up half the state's population. So had she put a Hispanic on the ticket rather than a white guy who speaks Spanish, she'd be in great shape.
And Todd, what's Trump missing that he should have been talking about?
Well, Trump should have addressed the doubt and worry that he doesn't have the emotional stability or the knowledge to be trusted with nuclear weapons. Trump was quoted as having repeatedly asked military experts why we can't use our nuclear weapons. And that's a scary thought for many voters.
In the final days, the candidates have been focused on the swing states. Same today on the final day of campaigning before Election Day tomorrow. Tell us, both of you, the most important state to both candidates. Win there, you're almost assured of taking the White House. Lose there, and it's lights out. Dan, which state is key to Hillary Clinton?
Well, if I could see the results of only one state and had to predict the outcome from that, I'd say North Carolina. Its population is 68% white, 21% black, 8% Hispanic. 4 years ago, 70% of college-educated white voters backed Romney. But a recent poll shows that 60% of those are now for Clinton. If she wins North Carolina, it's lights out for Trump.
And Todd, which state is most important to Donald Trump?
I think Michigan is now. To get to 270 electoral votes, Trump must flip a Rust Belt state that usually goes Democratic. That's likely Michigan or Pennsylvania. Without one of those states, he can't get to 270 and will be inaugurating the first woman president of the United States.
All right. Well, we'll see in fairly short order by tomorrow night. Hopefully it won't go into Wednesday morning. And both of you will be back then as we begin our election coverage at 7 p.m. tomorrow night here on WBUR. Todd Domke, thank you.
Good to be with you, Bob.
And Dan Payne, thank you.
You bet.